do, folks? You're very welcome back. You're tuned to West Limerick 102 FM. I'm your host, Morgan O'Flaherty, with Country Life. With us this morning, we have Pat Conroy. Pat from Kilmallock. Pat was telling us, I suppose, about his collection of Chrysler limousines. Pat, you were telling us there about the car, and I suppose you put the what you call it, the Jag engine into it, and so on and so forth. But, like, that car ended up in a couple of magazines as well, didn't it?
Yeah, Tom Healy was good enough to come again and photograph the Belvedere, which used to be a hearse, and did a feature on it for Irish, Retro Classics magazine.
All right, okay, yeah.
That was in the Retro Classics, and they did the story of the car that became a rotten disaster and turned into this retro thing, Back from the Dead. And that's Brilliant. Actually what they call the feature, Back from the Dead.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Now, since then, since the magazine was done that time, about a year ago, the body was fairly rough. I did it as a rat rod. So, because of all these lockdowns, I've taken the car more or less apart again, redone the body, redone the engine, seals, rocker cover gaskets, ball joints in the front, redid all those. I can still get parts from America.
Brilliant.
So we got those. I've done the dashboard and a console in the middle with a race counter. I'm working on the bonnet at the minute. I have a full-size American flag on this ceiling, the roof cloth. So we've made the magazine again this month, Irish Vintage Scene magazine.
Fantastic.
So it's in there on the spanners this month. Again, thanks to Tom Healy and Andrew Pollock for doing all that.
Yeah.
Great
yeah.
to have that. This is about the car, the cars.
Yes.
And the journey they've been on. Because I'm only a custodian, really. I think these will be here long after we're gone.
Yeah, they're going to be around for a long, long time, Joe. We'll be all gone and dusted, and there'll be someone else, hopefully, telling the story.
I hope so, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. But, and we say, I suppose, look, getting into Irish Vintage Scene is a big deal in itself, but getting on the front cover of these magazines, that's a fantastic achievement.
Yeah, I was pretty chuffed with that. Yeah, I was really pleased with that. They do like a story as well. But these are Irish built. I mean, even getting back to the history of these cars.
Yeah, that's the Chrysler there as well. You know, you were saying that there were right-hand drives.
Yeah.
But like, there weren't that many of them made, I presume.
Chrysler had an assembly plant in Dublin. They were called Summerfields, and they were in Lower Baggot Street in Dublin between 1930 and the 1960.
Mm-hmm.
They assembled Chryslers, Plymouths, Dodge up until 1960, and the last ones were the 1959 ones.
All right, okay.
So 12 saloons came in, and 24 limousines came in, and some of those limousines towards the end were left-hand drive.
All right, okay, yeah.
So we have one survivor in Dublin, a right-hand drive limousine similar to mine.
Yes.
Now that has green interior leather. I've got the same car with red interior leather, another right-hand drive limo. That's the one that ended up in the Dáil in the Taoiseach's parking spot.
Mm-hmm.
So the saloon cars, 12 of them came in. There's only one of them in Ireland. That's the one I have. And as far as I know, there's only one left-hand drive in this. The other one I have. So four survive out of 36.
Yeah, the rest of them are gone for the scrap or for the baler or buried in a ditch or something.
They're gone. Yeah. Look, they could be lost somewhere in the shed like that one in Galway I found, but it's possible. It is possible, yeah. But
Brilliant.
It's, don't know. We have pictures of these cars at Brendan Behan's funeral. There's three limousines, same as mine, and a hearse, same as what mine was, behind Behan's funeral, 65, going down O'Connell Street in Dublin.
Oh, yeah, you actually sent me them pictures. I actually saw them pictures, yeah. Yeah.
There's footage of that on YouTube as well. You can see that hearse outside and the limousines.
And you can't make out the number plates on the footage, no?
I can't see. I can see one limousine, and it's not mine. You know, some things are lost, I suppose. I might find out more.
Yeah.
So the embassies used to buy these cars, funeral directors and state departments, but the state departments used to hire them off the funeral directors
All right, okay, yes.
for airport runs for the dignitaries and the people came in, government bodies, things like that. So they would have been at the higher end of it. And I also have a picture of Walt Disney being chauffeured out of the Shelbourne Hotel in 1959 in a brand new one, in Dublin. So
Fantastic.
the car is just brand new. Would have been a big deal because he was here for the launch of Derby O'Gill in 59.
Oh yeah, Derby O'Gill and the little people, yeah.
That's it. That's the one. That's
Yeah.
the one.
Actually, a small bit of, I suppose, completely different, useless information is that they believe, and I believe it anyway, that Walt Disney came up with the idea of Mickey Mouse when he was staying in South Kerry with Charlie Chaplin. Now,
How about that?
flatten your pipe and smoke it.
Where did the mouse come into
I have no idea.
it
That's
on
for another. That's for another show I've had.
there?
Yeah, but
I.
go on anyway. Your limousine and Walt Disney.
There's a photograph of one of them, not my car again. The gentry used to buy them as well. There was one that ended up in Burr Castle, and that car survives today in Dublin. That's the one that's belonged to the collector in Dublin.
Brilliant.
That would have been a Staley home. So since we've been back on the road in our cars, I've had the limousine in Dublin. We've had the Richard Harris Film Festival for a launch there one night, and there's a place called the Kennedy Rooms in Brough. Headed over there for the JFK connection
Yeah.
as a launch. Now, the limo took more attention than the building, but it was good
Yeah,
fun.
yeah, yeah. It's probably
Yeah.
nearly as big.
And I do have a connection with my hearse, featured on the cover of a book that Dave Cullen has. It's called A Pictorial History of the Irish Hearse, 1800 to 2010.
All right,
And
okay.
there's my hearse, right on the front cover. So yeah,
Fantastic.
they're all important little bits of information
They
and
are, of course, yeah. They are, of
part of
course,
the car's
yeah.
journeys.
I was very intrigued and very interested to hear when I spoke to you last week about the JFK connection. It was like everyone in Ireland, like I remember my grandparents in their house, there was two pictures up on the wall. One picture was the Pope, and then next to it was John F. Kennedy. That there was that much thought of him, so everyone, the amount of people that probably saw your car in that convoy, but and maybe are listening to it now. This was possibly very, very possibly one of the cars.
It was a huge event at the time.
For sure, of
Massive.
course, yeah, it was a massive event, like, yeah.
So Dave Curran with the hearse back in
Yeah,
Tralee.
Dave came on with us a few times and Dave talked about different things. Dave has a plan that he's going to come on in a couple of weeks. He's doing a bit of research at the moment on Rolls-Royce. So
Looking forward to that,
he's going to come on, he's going to talk to us about Rolls-Royce in a couple of weeks' time.
Probably a year before last, myself and Dave arranged to take the two Plymouths and his hearse to a Cars and Coffee in Limerick. So we rendezvoused outside of there, and we drove. He was in front with the hearse. I was next with my ex-hearse and
Yeah.
a friend of mine, P.O. McCarthy, in the limo. So the three of us in a procession drove around the Limerick bypass, down through the city, and showed up at Cars and Coffee. And we actually thought people had an accident. They were hanging out windows of cars, driving past us. There were people driving behind us with the cameras over the steering wheel. To see the three of these on a Sunday morning,
Yeah.
heading into the city, it was just fantastic.
Yeah,
Fantastic, though.
a fantastic sight. Brilliant. Absolutely love it. Love it. Brilliant. Brilliant.
Hopefully we're back on the road again soon.
Hopefully we'll be up and running again. Tell me, I suppose, slightly veering away from your cars,
Go on.
and Chrysler in Dublin. Now, I suppose a lot of people might know it, and I didn't definitely didn't know it until very, very recently. But going back from kind of the 30s up until the 60s, Chrysler was a big player in the Irish car market.
Okay. And
so on. I didn't realise that Chrysler was sold, that there was a lot of Chryslers, I suppose, that were assembled and sold here. Would you know a lot about that history? Or
I don't. As far as I know, there was a Roots group based Chrysler in later years. They were a separate group to the crowd that finished up in 1959.
Oh, right, okay.
I think they were a separate identity.
Yeah. I think, to my very limited knowledge on them, I think there was actually a Chrysler dealer in Listowel. Just
I think yeah. It was my hearse ended up in Fire East.
All right.
Back in 1972, and that's where Colin Williams found it. It was in Fire East. So he bought it there in the late 80s.
Fantastic.
So we have a Kerry connection there as well. Yeah.
But it's fantastic to preserve that and like the history of them. And you know, I can hear it in your voice that you are passionate about it. Do you know?
You'd want to be.
Is it passionate or is it just a bit of madness? But your look, like the man says, there's a very fine line between the two. It's hard to distinguish at times.
Yeah. From when it was completely gutted, that car, the hearse, to what it is today, you would have said it was impossible. You would have.
Yeah.
So, you know, anything is possible. Now, I did have a really strong chassis to walk on, but it does depend on how far you want to take it.
How much.
Yeah, it wasn't the money, like, really. It was just work.
When you go that far, it doesn't come down to, I suppose, it doesn't come down to money. It kind of comes down to love and the project and everything else. If you go counting the money and keeping track of the money, you're just...
Oh, God, no.
Forget about that. Don't even talk about that. Like, my wife often says to me, when I'd be looking at tractors and I'd be looking at doing up a tractor in the shed, she'd say to me, she said, you know, don't get me wrong, I don't be doing up tractors the whole time as I can't afford to be doing them up. But she said to me, you should keep all the receipts.
Oh, God, no.
No. If I go over to Clifford's and Ballymac to buy something for the tractor, and they'd say to me, do you want a receipt? No.
No.
No. Forget about that. Forget about that plan. But no.
Yeah.
And tell me, Pat, I suppose, what's in the plan? What's the... If another Chrysler came up, if this one in Dublin came up, would you buy it?
That car is exactly where it should be. That man, he's a great man, Kevin Heron is his name. He probably wouldn't ever sell it. No, I probably wouldn't. I have the other limo, which is missing a piece of roof, which I would consider building into a camper car, like an estate.
Right.
With a diesel engine, nothing like a V12 AFR again.
Yeah. And this is a Venet diesel or something.
To pull it. My limo that has the 2.6 Toyota engine made a round trip to Dublin in 50 euro.
That wasn't bad.
That was way better than my Toyota RAV, I can tell you.
Without a doubt. Definitely.
No, that wasn't bad at all. I can't go to Charleville in New York.
I can imagine that.
But it's an awful lot of fun.
That's okay too. That's brilliant. That's just priceless.
But look, we're constantly touching them up, doing work, wiring interior lights, getting all these loose ends fixed. Yeah. There's always something. These things are never ever finished.
Yeah. But like you. You'll possibly agree with me here, Pat. You know, like, I'm going to vintage shows since the early 90s. But, like, I've made some fantastic friends. Through the vintage. And it's not so much, I suppose, it's a hobby or whatever, but it just becomes a passion for so many people.
And it is, because we're not into... Sorry, a lot of lads into cars are not into sport.
No.
And they're probably not into drinking much. So this is their only thing.
Drinking, Pat?
So, yeah.
If they have a couple of cars, they can't afford to go drinking.
Yeah. Well, you know, everything in moderation.
Except the cars and tractors.
Or deep in.
Brilliant. No, but then you're dead right. A lot of people that are into vintage cars and into vintage tractors and they don't. They're not pub going people. Their outing is a cars and coffee or a vintage show or a classic car drive or something or a tractor drive. Every Sunday from, I suppose, from Easter around till October. And then they get from October, whenever, I suppose, fixing them and putting them back and polishing them and getting them ready for next year.
This is it. It's like filling the shed, walking away there, tinkering, pottering.
No, it's brilliant. And like I said, I keep telling people, like, you don't need to go away and buy a tractor. You don't need to go away and buy a Chrysler, a limousine, and do a full nut and bolt restoration. You can start off with a Hinelli bicycle.
Absolutely.
Start off with a collection of oil cans. Actually, I had a fella on there a couple of weeks ago, Brendan Griffin, and he spoke to us about his oil can collection. And like,
I was listening. Yeah, very interesting.
He told us that you could buy an oil can at a car boot sale or on eBay or something like that for €2 and €3. Do you know?
This is it.
Just start off with a couple of things. And if you go to a show with a couple of bits and pieces, someone will say, oh, I've one of them at home. I give me a ring and I'll give you that, or I'll sell it to you or whatever. And sure, look, it's like you said about your own cars. They're being preserved. They're going to be there for the next generation, thanks to you and whoever else is at this kind of stuff.
Hopefully.
Aye. So, Pat, I suppose that's kind of it. We can't talk about any more, really. No, like I always say, we could talk for hours, but that's it in the story.
No, I might see you on the road or at a show someday.
When we get up and running again and we get over what we're going through at the moment, and we'll be back to normal very, very shortly.
It would be nice just to get out on the road, even if just for a spin. It's good for the cars as well. It's very bad for the brakes and the fuel lines to have them sitting in sheds for long periods of time.
It is indeed.
Even if you drive around the block or just a mile on the road and come back, the cars need it. They need it. Whether that's allowed or not, I'm not sure.
They need it, Pat, and I think we need it as well.
Badly. Perfect. Yeah.
Pat, you're a gentleman. Thank you so much for your time.
Been a pleasure, mate. Been a pleasure.
Thank you, Pat. Thank you.
Talk soon. Cheers.
Well, folks, I hope you enjoyed that. I absolutely love talking to Pat. You can hear in his voice how passionate he was about his limousines, about his cars. And what a story. From the JFK to the one in Galway to the everything else. Brilliant. How he got that engine into the car, I'll never ever know. I don't think he knows himself. I think he should. Pat, if you're listening, you'd be a great man at a jigsaw. Tell me, folks, that's kind of it for ourselves. Like I said before, give a look on. I can't even think of the name of it now. My head is fried from that. But Pat, I still have a headache after your cars. Podcasts. All these shows are on a podcast. There's some fantastic podcasts out there. There's podcasts related to David Brown Tractors. There's a podcast now related to Pat Conroy's Chrysler cars, limousines and hearses and convertibles and everything else. Absolutely brilliant. Give a look at the podcast. Very easy to find. Go into your search engine, Google or whatever, and go Morgan O'Flaherty Country Life, and it's one of either the first or second that comes up. Other than that, give a look at the YouTube. We're putting videos up there kind of every couple of weeks, and hopefully the plan is that we might be able to put up videos after this lockdown in relation to the radio. We might try and tie them in together. If we do a radio program on Fords, we'll try and do a video on Fords, and so on and so forth. Keep an eye out for that. So hopefully when we get out of this lockdown, we might, that's the plan, that's the way we might work it out. Like I said, YouTube, very easy find, just go in Morgan O'Flaherty and you'll get me that way. That's kind of it for myself, so for today. Thanks again to Pat there for coming on, which was brilliant, fantastic. Couldn't thank you enough, Pat. And of course, thanks to Patrick Sheehan for putting all this together for us and making it radio ready, was what we call it. Thanks, Patrick. We would be no place without you. And of course, Patrick looks after all the podcasts, and he puts them up every Friday about 12 o'clock. They kind of go up around that time. So get on to the podcast and send them on. Send it on if you like the show. Send it on to whoever you might know that might have a Chrysler car or might have an interest in cars or tractors or whatever. Send them on the link and they can go from there. That's kind of it for myself. Next week, what have we next week? We've Trevor Mitchell. Trevor Mitchell is going to come on with us next week, and Trevor's going to talk to us about what is a classic car and what is not a classic car, and classic car insurance, and so on and so forth. And we might actually ask Trevor about what Peter Love told us there last week about how the vintage cars and vintage tractors in England over 30 years are now tax exempt, because the government felt that the people with the vintage cars and the vintage tractors do so much fundraising, it was their way of giving it back to the people a small bit. That's just to say thank you. So we will quiz Trevor on that next week. That's kind of it for myself. Thanks very much for tuning in, and thanks again to Patrick. Thanks again to Pat, and I'll talk to you all next week. Stay safe out there, and thanks for tuning in. Goodbye now.
You have been listening to Country Life, Morgan O'Flaherty on West Limerick 102 FM.
It's West Limerick 102 in the morning.